grateful heart for the things you've done. I come to you, giving all my praise for this day you've made. You're amazing, forever reigning, my God. There's no one like you, none beside you, my God. Everywhere I go, I will lift your name up. In all I do, I will give you praise. Everywhere I go, I will lift your name up. I 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 lift your name up. And I come to you with a sacrifice, Lord, to lift you high. I come to you every night and day, Lord, to give you praise, 'cause you're amazing, forever reigning, my God. There's no one like you, none beside you, my God. Everywhere I go, lift your name up. In all I do, I will give you praise. Everywhere I go, I will lift your name up. I 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 lift your name up. Whatever comes my way, I will lift you up, giving you my praise. I will never stop. You're surrounding me, your love overflows, and I will lift your name everywhere I go. Whatever comes my way, I will lift you up, giving you my praise. I will never stop. You're surrounding me. Whatever comes my way, I will lift you up, giving you my praise. I will never stop. You're surrounding me, your love overflows, and I will lift your name everywhere I go. I lift your name.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome. You can have a seat. We'll have announcements.
Good morning, church. How is everyone today?
Good.
Good, good. So our announcements for Sunday, October 27th. If you would like to give today, there is an offering box that you can put your tithes in. Another way to give is through e-transfers with the church's email address, mournvillealliance@shaw.ca. Our children's nursery, infant to 3 years old, and ARC Sunday School, 4 to grade 5, will be dismissed after the singing time. There is a sign-up sheet at the Welcome Center for teachers for ARC Sunday School. So if you're wondering about Sunday School, it's all set up. Tammy has everything set up for you. If you want to sign up, you don't have to prepare your lesson. Tammy's got it all done for till December. And if you want to look at your program beforehand, you can. So it's easy. Sign up for ARC Sunday School today. Many of our home groups are now running, and they are listed on the church's website. Our next youth group event will be Saturday, November the 16th at the church for games night. Those who are interested in being greeters on Sunday morning, there is a sign-up sheet at the Welcome Center. If you would like prayer today, there will be people in the back corner to pray with you. We're going to have our prayer night tonight, which is held the last Sunday of every month from 7 to 8:30 p.m. If you want some space to pray or even be prayed for, this is a great opportunity. This event will begin with some praise and worship. Lewis is going to come now and explain how the nominating committee for elders work. Thank you.
Thank you, Ernie. On your chairs, you probably saw a sheet when you came in. We do this once a year. It's the nominating committee. And so what makes up the nominating committee is the pastor, two elders, and two members. And so why we're doing this is we're trying to sort out the two members. And so how it works is on the back side, you'll see the different members that are listed. And so these are the people that you can nominate, just two people that you can nominate to be on the nominating committee. And then only members can nominate members, and so then you'll sign it at the bottom. You can put it in the offering box, or you can put it in the office. And so if you are nominated to be on this committee, or your spouse is, you cannot then become an elder later on. And so we just encourage members to circle two names, sign the bottom, put this in the offering box or the church office so we can do that. A couple other things that are happening. Today is another great day to be in church. There is cake today. Lots of cake. And yes, right. That's why I come to church too. So this cake is coming from Lou and Harold. And it's just an expression of their gratitude for all those who have been praying for them as she's been walking through cancer. And it's just merely out of gratitude. And so when we leave today, make sure that you get some cake. As well, if you want prayer today, there'll be somebody in the back corner to pray for you.
Please stand. We're here today to lift up the name of Jesus and to support each other in that adventure. So let's just carry on with our music.
Amazing grace. Praise Him, praise Him.
Pretend for one more round that we have Ezra's energy. Praise God, praise God, from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, praise Him, for the wonders of His love. Praise God, praise God, from whom His one and only Son to save us. For God so loved the world that He gave us His one and only Son to save us. Whoever believes in Him will live forever. The power of hell forever defeated. Now it is well. I'm walking. For God so loved, God so loved the world. For God so loved, God so loved the world. And praise is rising, eyes are turned. We turn to You, hope is stirring, hearts are yearning for You, we long for You, 'cause when we see You, we find strength to face the day. In Your presence, all our fears are washed away, washed away.
The God who saves us.
presence, all our fears are washed away. 'Cause when we see you, we find strength to face the day. In your presence, all our fears are washed away. They're washed away. Thank you collectively for this awesome time and place, and that you've gathered your body in this way. And we just want to bring honor to you this morning through the way we love each other and the way that we vocalize our praise for you. We love you, Lord. Amen. Kids, you're now free to go to Sunday school, and it's now hugging time. Or handshakes, or whatever.
Good morning, everyone. We will begin our time of prayer in a moment here. All right. John chapter 14 and the book of Exodus will guide our common prayer this morning. In case you're wondering, in the John study, we'll be drawing some parallels between Exodus and John, so that's why we're doing this. In the name of the living God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, in adoration, verses 8 through 9, and Exodus chapter 34. Philip said to him, "Lord, show us the Father, and we shall be satisfied." Jesus said to him, "Have I been with you so long, and yet you do not know me, Philip? He who has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, 'Show us the Father'?" In the desert, atop Mount Sinai, Moses requested that your presence be with him and your people, and that it comfort him, and you revealed a glimpse of yourself to Moses. The Lord passed before Moses and proclaimed, the Lord, a God merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love and faithfulness, keeping steadfast love for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin, but who will by no means clear the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers on the children and the children's children to the third and fourth generation. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory. No one has ever seen God, the only God who is at the Father's side. Christ has made him known. In confession, verse 21 and Exodus 34. Whoever has my commandments and keeps them, he it is who loves me. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and manifest myself to him. Like Israel, we fail time and time again to keep your commandments and love you as we should. And Moses quickly bowed his head toward the earth and worshiped. If now I have found favor in your sight, O Lord, please go in the midst of us, for it is a stiff-necked people, and pardon our iniquity and our sin, and take us for your inheritance. And the Lord responded, "Behold, I am making a covenant before all your people. I will do marvels. Have mercy on us, O God, according to your covenant founded upon the blood of your Son. We are a stiff-necked people. Pardon our iniquity and sin, and take us for your inheritance." In thanksgiving, verses 1 through 7 and Exodus 34. Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, that where I am you may also be. And you know the way to where I am going. And Thomas said to him, "Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way?" Your people fell into sin at the foot of Sinai because they could not see the way to and place which they were being led. They could not control, predict, or manipulate you, the God who is leading them. We often fall into sin for the same reason, but we thank you and praise you for our newfound clarity in your Son, for he declares, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you had known me, you would have known my Father also. From now on, you do know him, and you have seen him." Praise God. In supplication, verses 25 through 27. The Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I have said to you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. We have so many requests. We are so frail and acutely aware of our finitude. We are like a mist that vanishes at dawn. We hardly have the words to articulate what we might actually need, let alone have real knowledge of our needs. So we ask, send your Spirit, the Comforter, to be with us and bind us together as one in your Son. Give us your peace, Jesus. For the poor, the hungry, and downtrodden, Lord, have mercy. For those battling illness, afflicted of mind and body, Lord, have mercy. For those who are contrite of heart and broken in spirit, Lord, have mercy. For the next generation, the children who are a gift from you, Lord, have mercy. For our leaders, federal, provincial, and municipal, Lord, have mercy. For those you have called to minister to your church, Lord, have mercy. For your church, your bride, the world over, Lord, have mercy. Almighty God, you have given us grace at this time with one accord to make our common supplications to you. And you have promised through your well-beloved Son that when two or three are gathered together in his name, you will be in the midst of them. Fulfill now, O Lord, our desires and petitions, as may be best for us, granting us in this world knowledge of your truth, and in the age to come, the life everlasting. Amen. As a community of Jesus followers, growing in the virtues of faith, hope, and love, let us pray as our Lord taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. On earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, power, and glory, forever and ever. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you all. We will now have this morning's scripture reading.
Psalm 27, verses 1 through 8, a psalm of David. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the defense of my life. Whom shall I dread? When evildoers came upon me to devour my flesh, my adversaries and my enemies, they stumbled and fell. Though a host encamp against me, my heart will not fear. Though war arise against me, in spite of this, I shall be confident. One thing I have asked from the Lord that I shall seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to meditate in his temple. For in the day of trouble, he will conceal me in his tabernacle. In the secret place of his tent, he will hide me. He will lift me up on a rock. And now my head will be lifted up above my enemies around me, and I will offer in his tent sacrifices with shouts of joy. I will sing, yes, I will sing praises to the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice, and be gracious to me and answer me. When you said, seek my face, my heart said to you, your face, O Lord, I shall seek.
My light and my salvation, in whom shall I fear? Whom shall I fear? The Lord is my strength, the stronghold of my life.
life, in whom shall I fear? Whom shall I fear? And you said, seek my face. Your face, O God, I see. One thing I ask, and I will seek, to dwell in the house of the Lord all my days, to gaze upon your beauty, worship at your feet. Oh, one thing I seek. The Lord is my light. Salvation, in whom shall I fear? Whom shall I fear? The Lord is my strength, the stronghold of my life. In whom shall I fear? Whom shall I fear? Dwell.